יום הצ'פטר את משנתו, איכל ככוסבס הגסה כמוה וכגר הניסה. If a person eats the bulk of a large date, including its stone, that is the minimum amount, that if you eat that, then we'll see now you're going to be chayv. What are you chayv? What are you liable for? So it's an iso kares, and you'll remember we mentioned it before, but the Ramban says that kares could be three different punishments. Early death in this world, chas v'shalom, cut off spiritually in the next world, whatever that means, or both. So that was what kares means. So if a person eats a large date and its stone, that amount, then he gets, and he does it intentionally, he gets an iso kares. If he does it inadvertently, so then he has to bring a sin offering. Vashoisen, if he drinks melo lugmav, so that it's a mouthful, but the Gemara explains, it doesn't actually mean the whole mouth cavity. What it actually means is one side, yeah, like a cheekful. So that's the minimum amount. Chayv. All foods combined to add up to this figs, a date, a large date. And v'chol ha'mashkin mitstarfin l'melo lugmav, and all different drinks combine to form the mouthful. Ha'eichel v'shoisa ein mitstarfin, but food and drink don't combine. Those two things don't combine. Now, if you look at the end of the card over there, you'll see he brings the Satsa Gemara, a disagreement between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether a half a quantity is also prohibited by Torah law. It won't be an iso karas, but it will still be prohibited according to Torah law, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Reish Lakish, he holds that half a quantity is permitted by Torah law, but is prohibited by rabbinic law. Either way, you can't eat anything on Yom Kippur. But from naught, zero, up until these amounts is either prohibited by Torah law or rabbinic law. From there onwards is definitely, everybody agrees, prohibited by Torah law, and you get... it's an issue of kares, and you have to bring a sin offering. So there's no eating, there's no getting out of it. It's just at what level your prohibition is pegged if you do eat a minimum less than this quantity on Yom Kippur.